Things were tight, but that had been going on for so long that it seemed normal. April stopped at the edge of the kitchen and leaned against the doorway. That was the sexiest pose she could come up with. She put on her brightest smile. He was studying the Washington Post job section. He looked up and smiled as he surveyed her lean 5'8" frame. His deep voice ruptured the stillness.
We need to figure something out.
I know. Her response was barely audible. He looked back down and studied the job ads. He sighed.
I've got one more unemployment check coming in, then we're on our own.
She frowned. Joe, we've been on our own. Those checks barely pay for groceries.
Then we'll have to find something to replace them or starve.
There was a harsh edge to his voice. I can go full-time at the office, she suggested. I'll probably have to do that anyway. They're getting rid of all the part-timers. Maybe I can find part-time work as a sales clerk? That will more than make up for the unemployment checks. He walked over and put his arms around her. There was a lilt in his voice when he spoke.
You already have a full-time job. You're Becky and JJ's mother. You're also CEO of this household. That's at least a part-time job.
The benefits are great, but the salary is nothing to write home about. He looked straight into her green eyes and ran his fingers through her auburn hair. He kissed her on the forehead. The deep, authoritative command returned to his voice.
I'm thinking about signing on with a temp agency,
he said, as if he had already made his decision.
There's plenty of work out there, and those companies provide benefits.
She shook her head. Walking away from 15 years of career building to become a hired gun seemed like an admission of failure. I don't think that's a good idea. This whole financial mess will blow over in a couple of weeks. Then the real jobs will open up, and you'll be stuck doing temp work. His face was stern, his voice strong.
I've got to get a paying job. When we divvied things up, I got responsibility for bringing home the big bucks. We were able to buy this house because of my salary. It's on me to come up with the money.
And you will. You just need a little more time. Have you been to 100 interviews yet?
30 or so.
When you get to 100, I'll start to worry.
We can't wait that long. We can't hold out for another 6 months the way we're going.
She pulled away and started walking across the kitchen. The gestalt struck her. She paused to take it in. The warm cherry wood cabinets set against the arctic white of the walls. The granite countertop with its specks of pink and turquoise playing off the slate floor dappled with streaks of green, blue, pink, and mauve. The chrome-jacketed dishwasher, oven, and refrigerator rising from the landscape like mountains. They had a beautiful home, but it was the millstone that could drag them under.